Hi, this is Matt Hildreth. Join me and Drew Morgan Saturdays at 1 p.m. to hear your favorite forgotten country songs from Johnny Cash to Casey Musgraves right here on WSCM 97.5 St. Croix Country.
As flu season approaches, there's no better time than now to bolster your immune system. And Simply Bowls is here to assist. Their sorbet bowls are packed with essential vitamins, minerals, and antioxidants, not only boosting your immune system, but also increasing your energy levels. Discover their variety of bowls at simplybowlsnr.com or visit their store at Paper Jack Plaza in New Richmond. Don't forget to mention this radio ad and enjoy a dollar off any bowl purchase. At Simply Bowls, they're dedicated to keeping your family happy and healthy this season.
Hi, and welcome to the Forgotten Country Radio Show. I'm Matt Hildreth, and I'm here with Drew Morgan. Each week, we take 2 hours, and we listen to country songs that have been forgotten or maybe missed the first time around. And each week, we pick a theme. This week, the theme is heroes. So we're going to be playing country songs that celebrate heroes, and it's going to be all different kinds of heroes. Drew, what do you think makes a good country song about heroes?
Sincerity, honesty. And yeah, a good beat, man. Come on, I'm trying to dance. Nobody wants to be sad about their heroes, although sometimes you are sad about your heroes.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you have a favorite hero?
Man, I don't. I saw that you told me, like, you sent over, I'm going to ask you this question. I was like, do you mean in real life or like a character? You know what I mean? Because I really like that show, The Boys.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've been watching that. Yep. It's kind of an anti-hero show. Yep. I like anti-heroes.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Well, on today's show, we're going to be playing a wide range of country songs. We'll be hearing from artists like Sturgill Simpson, Waylon Jennings, Randy Travis, Charlie Crockett, Merle Haggard, Willie Nelson, Jason Isbell, The Chicks, Amanda Shires, and a whole bunch of others. And I'm excited. There are so many songs about heroes in country music. I think some of it has to, I think some of it relates back to how much country music was inspired by old Westerns. Like, I think a lot of the country music that came out in the 1950s, 60s, 70s, I mean, that was also the golden era of the American Western.
Dude, I did not ever think that. That is absolutely true. I mean, that is the Western and country and Western. Every Western is a hero's tale. There's almost no Westerns that don't involve, you know, a hero.
Right.
Wow, you're real smart. Did you go to college?
Well, in my mind, there's like not that big of a difference between Johnny Cash and John Wayne. I mean, in some ways, you know, art replicates life and life replicates art, and artists play off of each other in different contexts.
Well, Johnny Cash was awesome in real life, but other than that, you know.
Yeah, maybe not so much John Wayne. I totally agree with that. But, you know, the characters that they play, I mean, I think oftentimes the Western was stealing from that John. I think the Westerns were sometimes stealing from the Johnny Cash character, like the real person, and making movies about them in a fictional context. But I see a lot of similarities there.
And I know the reverse is true, because when you look at Pearl Snaps, cowboy boots, spurs, et cetera, it's like, what does that got to do with hillbilly music or the blues?
Yeah.
Nothing. They're just dressing up like the people, the movie stars of the time.
Yeah. Well, I grew up right on the edge of the Midwest, you know, in Minnesota and Iowa and the West in South Dakota. And there was such a difference between Midwestern people who tended to wear trucker hats and tennis shoes, you know, when they're driving the tractor, and the ranchers and the cowboys that were wearing the cowboy hats and the button up shirts. And it seemed like, you know, with the Westerns and stuff, it all just kind of gotten thrown into one thing. And they just assumed that everybody from a small town or rural community was the same. Next up, we're going to hear Hero by Sturgill Simpson. I know, Drew, we talk about it all the time. You're a huge Sturgill Simpson fan.
Yeah, I don't really have heroes in country music because I think that's probably unhealthy since I don't know any of these people. But Sturgill is definitely somebody who would come the closest. So if we're going to talk about hero songs, we've got to play Hero by Sturgill. As I mentioned before, he is from Kentucky. He's sort of taken the music industry by storm by doing it his own way. And when they tell him to zig, he zags. When they tell him to zag, he zigs. And I think this song is one of those songs that you can cry to in front of your dad.
Yeah.
And your dad, or your maybe your like meanest uncle, and he won't make fun of you.
Yeah. I just, you know, Sturgill Simpson does a lot of innovative and brings in a lot of different types of sounds and into his music, but he also just does really classic country better than just about anybody. And I think this is one of those. This is Hero by Sturgill Simpson.
Decided to write a song for my hero. Sit around, he's done so much for me. He's the one that pulled me up when I fell down so low. He's the one that led me through the darkness when I could not see. Never met a man more gentle or any humbler. Never once heard him raise his voice, saw him mad. But I watched him break his back on the cold and number. Give her everything she never had. 'Cause when it all comes down to zero, there's nothing more this life could ever. Nothing more this life could ever give. And I know I'll never find another hero. Not another one like him. Decided to write a song for my hero. Considering he's done so much for me.
Well, Drew, this next song, I think you just have to include it in a playlist about heroes and country music. The next song that we're going to play is My Heroes Have Always Been Cowboys by Waylon Jennings.
Yeah. As we've mentioned before, a lot of these old-time country and western guys dress like cowboys from the movies, and cowboys from the movies were sort of based on old-time country songs. So there was a real mix in there, and I think it's cool that Waylon Jennings just kind of wrote a song about it.
Yeah, and I think cowboy has become synonymous with like the old West. I always think cowboy, and I think I actually associate it with driving cows and, you know, ranchers and things like that. But I think a lot of times in country music, it's more about, you know, the old stories that you hear about Jesse James and Billy the Kid and others. And I think that's probably what he's talking about here.
Well, Chris LeDoux has a cover of this song. Chris LeDoux, as far as I know, is the most real deal cowboy in country music. If it was good enough for Chris, it's good enough for me. Let's play My Heroes Have Always Been Cowboys by Waylon Jennings.
I grew up a dreaming of being a cowboy, loving the cowboy ways, pursuing the life of my high riding heroes. I burned up my childhood days. I learned all the roots of the modern day drifter. Don't you hold on to nothing too long. Just take what you need from the ladies, then leave them with the words of a sad country song. My heroes have always been cowboys, and they still are, it seems. Sadly in search of one step in back of themselves and the slow-moving dreams. Cowboys are special with their own brand of misery from being alone too long. You could die from the cold in the arms of a nightmare, knowing well your best days are gone. Picking up hookers instead of my pen, I let the words of my youth fade away. Old worn out saddles and old worn out memories, with no one and no place to stay. My heroes have always been cowboys, and they still are, it seems. Sadly in search of and one step in back of themselves and their slow moving dreams.
Next up, Drew, we have Heroes and Friends by Randy Travis. This is a great song. I think Randy Travis in the 90s was doing what we see a lot from new artists today. I mean, he was a singer, songwriter, much more connected into pop country, but I think there was just a ton of respect for what he was doing from the singers that were more famous in the 60s and 70s, in the 50s. I mean, they really embraced what he was doing in the sound that he had.
Well, and they literally did that on the song by doing guest appearances. So you know, I think you're right. George Jones, Merle Haggard, Willie Nelson are featured on the song, and that's a reference to the title. I think he was acknowledging that he is now among his heroes and his friends. His heroes have become his friends, and they say don't meet your heroes. I've met a few heroes, quote unquote, who've disappointed me, but I got to tell you, I've gotten to meet some people in the music business who I've looked up to, and sometimes when you meet them, you're like, wow, you're better than I thought. The Drive-By Truckers come to mind, Patterson Hood, just been so helpful and kind to me. I think Randy was meeting his heroes and was pleasantly surprised.
And I think Willie Nelson, who back then was welcoming Randy Travis into the space, I think Willie Nelson still has a reputation, even so late in his career, of creating spaces for the new artists today and bringing in new artists, Margo Price and others. I can think of a bunch that have.
And I'm not saying this is why he did it. I think it was very sincere. But that's why the band stays relevant.
Right.
Because he has songs with the hot new artists.
Right.
And they want to do him with Willie because he's cool. Man, you can't coach cool.
All right. Well, here's Heroes and Friends by Randy Travis.
I ain't lived forever, but I've lived enough. I've learned to be gentle and I've learned to be tough. I found only two things that last till the end. One is your heroes, the other's your friends. Your heroes will help you find good in yourself. Your friends won't forsake you for somebody else. They'll both stand beside you through thick and through thin. And that's how it goes with heroes and friends. I grew up with cowboys I watched on TV. My friends and I sometimes pretended to be. Years have gone by, but now and again, my heart rides the range with my heroes and friends. Your heroes will help you find good in yourself. Your friends won't forsake you for somebody else. They'll both stand beside you through thick and through thin. And that's how it goes with heroes and friends. And that's how it goes with heroes and friends.
All right, well, next up, we're going to hear from Charlie Crockett, Merle Haggard, Willie Nelson, Jamie Johnson, and Billy Joe Shaver. So stick around.
Hi, this is Matt Hildreth. Join me and Drew Morgan Saturdays at 1 p.m. to hear your favorite forgotten country songs from Johnny Cash to Casey Musgraves right here on WSCM 97.5 St. Croix Country.
I'd run back home tonight, tell him everything. Hi, this is George Strait. 95.7 FM.
Lately you've been showing all the signs of a woman with someone else on her mind. It's not your fault some nights I've left you alone. And if you're thinking you want a stranger, there's one coming home. If you're thinking you want a stranger, I'll soon be there. You're gonna see a change in me. This time I swear. Silk gown and perfume today. Picked up some roses and champagne on the way. Oh, I called to ask you to put some soft music on. 'Cause if you're thinking you want a stranger, there's one coming home. If you're thinking you want a stranger, I'll soon be there. You're gonna see a change in me. This time I swear.
Country Legends 24/7, 95.7 FM, St. Croix Country.
Down at the railroad station, there's people getting on. Some are going north and some are going south. I'm just going to be gone. Some people are born to be takers, others just want to give. Some people live just to love, but I just love to live. For I was just born to be exactly what you see. Nothing more or less. I'm not the worst or the best. I just try to be exactly what you see. Today and every day, I'm just me. When people say that life is rough, I wonder compared to what. Some are wanting more and more's are getting less. I just want what I've got. Some wanna live on a hill, others down by the sea. Some wanna live inside high walls. I just wanna live free. Well, I was just born to be exactly what you see. Nothing more or less. I'm not the worst or the best. I just try to be exactly what you see.
Tim McGraw talking about the group Midland.
Well, Midland, there's a few things. Mark's an interesting guy and a very talented guy, and he certainly got that whole cowboy surfer thing down. Pretty rare combination, works out pretty good for him. He's also a complete nut. Most people know that. Cam, very talented guy, I mean, sweet guy. He's sort of the artistic eye for the entire band. He worked a lot with Bruno Mars. I think he was his creative director at some point, made some videos for Bruno, so he's a super talented guy. And man, Jess, it's not much I can say about Jess. It's very top secret. Navy SEAL, did some serious work, maybe a little undercover stuff with the CIA. We never know if he's working or not. 95.7 FM.
One more night, one more down, one more round. First one in, last one out. Giving this town lots to talk about. But they don't know, but they don't know. People say I got a drinking problem. That ain't no reason to stop. On the rocks, it's a broken heart and thinking problem. So pull another bottle off the wall. People say I got a drinking problem, but I got no problem drinking it all. They keep on talking, drawing conclusions. They call it a problem. I call
This is Clay Walker on Country Legends 24/7. 95.7 FM.
When you left, I told myself I wouldn't let you haunt my mind. I'd be strong, I'd carry on and leave the past behind. I'd just forget we ever met and find somebody new. Now I want you to know I'm almost over you. The
only time I ever miss you, honey, is when I'm alone or when I'm with somebody. Your memory never even gets to me, except when I'm awake and when I'm sleeping. Girl, you never even cross my mind, except just when I think I left you far behind. Only when I laugh, only when I cry, only on days that end in Y. Now I'll admit you're hard to quit. I've been going through a bad withdrawal, but you can bet I had to let you walk before I'd crawl. I got my pride, wrong or right, I'm gonna stand my ground, and I ain't gonna let your memory get me down. The only time I ever miss you, honey, is when I'm alone or when I'm with somebody. Memory never even gets to me, except when I'm awake and when I'm sleeping. Girl, you never even cross my mind, except just when I think I left you far behind. Only when I laugh, only when I cry, and only on days that end in Y. When you walked out, I was just about to break down and beg you not to go. But if you wanna come home, it's only fair that you should know. The only time I ever miss you, honey, is when I'm alone or when I kiss somebody. Your memory never even gets to me, except when I'm awake and when I'm sleeping. Girl, you never even cross my mind, except just when I think I left you far behind. Only when I laugh, only when I cry, and only on days that end in Y.
Hey folks, this is Sammy Kershaw, and you're just moments away from more awesome music from Country Legends 24/7.
For those that want to sit back and take a moment to enjoy a refreshing taste of fresh brewed coffee, Dunn Brothers has you covered. Visit our new Richmond location today from 5:30 a.m. to 7 p.m. every day. Dunn Brothers Coffee, life's rewards done right.
Country Legends on St. Croix Country. 95.7 FM.
Welcome back to the Forgotten Country Radio Show. I'm Matt Hildreth, and I'm here with Drew Morgan. Today's show is all about heroes. So we're playing country songs that celebrate heroes. We've been talking a lot on today's show about the connection between country songs, singing about heroes, and the great westerns of the 1950s and 60s. This next round of songs is a great example of that. We're going to be hearing next from Charlie Crockett with the song Man from Waco. I just feel like when this song came out earlier this year, it was just one of those songs that I had never heard before, but it's like you knew it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it feels familiar and comfortable. It's something we've talked about on the show before, where you do something brand new but very familiar at the same time.
Waco, Texas has always had a significant connection in country music. Obviously, Willie Nelson was from not that far away in Abbott, Texas. Also, you have Billy Joe Shaver was from the area.
One of his nicknames is the Wacko from Waco because of a tit he got in which he shot a man and was found not guilty by reason of self-defense, and he wrote a song about it, and so did Dale Watson.
Do you think that the man from Waco, I never thought about this till you mentioned it, but do you think the man from Waco is a play on that?
I've thought about that some, but no, I think it's more of a play on, there's a famous Western, the man from, it's escaping my mind. There's a famous Western called the man from, I think it's a little Arizona town. I think it's a play on that.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it really has that gunfighter ballad sound, and sometimes life and art come together like when you like we had with Billy Joe Shaver. All right, well, here is The Man from Waco by Charlie Crockett.
The Mirage of Del Rio, it was burning in his eyes. sleep had escaped him, too consumed by his pride, like the lonesome and high country. He was lost in a haze, and the thoughts of what he'd do if he unloaded all his rage. The man from Waco, the city was almost silent as he passed the humming signs. On the corner, he heard laughter, made him afraid of what he'd find. He pushed through the door, hypnotized by a sound. Just then, tears overcame him, and his heart began to drown. The man from Waco. He shot her while the lovers were embraced, with the bullet he intended for the man who took his place. He cried through the night as he made his escape, but the rain that was falling could not wash away his shame. The man from Waco, on the banks of the Brazos, where the desert willow grows, the clear, shallow water just won't say all it knows. A moment burning anger can curse the living through the days. You can let that river take you, but you will never get away. The man from Waco.
All right, next up, Drew, we have The Legend of Bonnie and Clyde by Merle Haggard. Why do you feel like Bonnie and Clyde have become heroes in American culture?
I think it's because it was one of the first times we had someone blend the sort of romantic love story that a lot of people like, especially, not to do stereotypes, but a lot of women like that, with the run from the law, shoot 'em up, bang, bang action. There's something for everybody in this story.
And I think it's you mentioned this at the top of the show, but it's that anti-hero dynamic. I mean, it's that Robin Hood story of, you know, stealing from the rich, you know, sort of poor people or, you know, working class people getting their own.
Robin Hood meets Romeo and Juliet. I mean, there is truly something for everyone, unless you just hate fun.
I think that's true. All right, here's The Legend of Bonnie and Clyde by Merle Haggard.
Bonnie was a waitress in a small cafe. Clyde Barrow was the rounder that took her away. They both robbed and killed until both of them died. So goes the legend of Bonnie and Clyde, the poem that she wrote of the life that they led, told of the lawmen left dying or dead. Some said Clyde made her life a shame, but the legend made Bonnie the head of the game. The
grew wilder with each passing day. The odds growing smaller with each getaway. With the end growing closer, the harder they fought. With blood on their hands, they were bound to get caught. They drove back from town on one bright summer day, when a man they befriended stepped out in the way. With no thought of dying, they pulled to the side. But death lay there waiting for Bonnie and Clyde. 2 years of running was ended that day. For robbing and killing, they both had to pay. But we'll always remember how they lived and died. So goes the legend of Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie and Clyde.
Next up, Drew, we're going to play Hero by Willie Nelson, Jamie Johnson, and Billy Joe Shaver. This is a song that was on an album. I think the album featured artists like Snoop Dogg and Kris Kristofferson, Merle Haggard, and a bunch of others. And I just, you know, it's one of those things we've talked about this on this show and on other shows, but Willie Nelson always seems to keep himself relevant by hanging out with the cool people.
Willie Nelson is a man of the world. And for him to bring in giants like Merle Haggard and Kristofferson and mix them with Sheryl Crow and Snoop Dogg, I really don't think there's anyone else who could pull that off.
Yeah. And this song that has lyrics of, I think they go something like, where's our hero tonight? The bars are all booming and he's nowhere in sight. I think that this is a song, like, there's a few songs that I feel like Willie Nelson put out and you're like, okay, this is a tribute to Willie Nelson's life and career. And this is the last album that Willie Nelson's going to put out. And then a couple of years later, he puts out another album.
Well, it's a brilliant move. I mean, how many reunion tours and farewell tours have the Rolling Stones done? You know, it's a good move. Just be on the farewell tour the last decade of your career.
Yeah. And it helps if you live forever.
Don't stop till the wheels fall off.
All right. Well, here's Hero by Willie Nelson.
Thank you. is our hero today. Can we just tag along? We'll stay out of his way. Does he still write the sad songs? Can he still play? Where is our hero today?
Where is our hero tonight? The bars are all booming, and he's nowhere in sight. Wherever he is, Lord, we hope he's all right. Where is our hero tonight?
Wherever he is, Lord, we hope he's all right. But where is our hero tonight?
All right, next up, we're going to hear from Holly Dunn, Town Mountain, as well as a band called Shovels and Rope with Shaky Graves. Stick around.
Country Legends on St. Croix Country. 95.7 FM.
Welcome back to the Forgotten Country Radio Show. I'm Matt Hildreth, and I'm here with Drew Morgan. Today's show is all about heroes. On our next run of country songs, we're going to hear from artists like Holly Dunn, Town Mountain, Shovels and Rope, in a collaboration with Shaky Graves. Next up, we're going to talk, though, about Daddy's Hands by Holly Dunn, which is a song that I think a lot of people know from the 80s. It was released back in 1986. And this was a song that I think, you know, it got a lot of play on radio and is seen still as part of that that classic. It's part of the classic collection of music that I think people still hear today.
Also, I think it's a classic country move to call your father or your mother your hero.
Yeah,
I think there's something very sweet about that. I think there's something very sincere about it. Obviously, we can write a song about dads being heroes and sell a bunch of records if we do a good job of it. But that's because a lot of people do actually feel that way. And I also think there's something about as you grow older and you look back and you realize how heroic your parents were, maybe when you're young, you're just incapable of understanding how hard they worked because you haven't done it yet.
Yeah. And Holly Dunn's an interesting artist because, you know, early in her career back in the mid 80s, I mean, she was seen as one of the most, you know, prominent or promising country artists of the time. And I just don't think it ever really materialized like people were expecting.
Well, that's probably because she had a wife and there was a lot of people in Nashville at that time who didn't want to, who were afraid that that would get out because Holly was refusing to hide it.
She might be not one of the first victims of cancel culture, but definitely one from the 90s that I think a lot of people have missed. A lot of people didn't realize that she had a wife until she passed away and the New York Times obituary mentioned that she had a wife. I think that was one of the only times that publicly she was allowed to talk about it, but it's definitely one of those sad stories. And I just think of all the music that was missed by artists like Holly Dunn. All right. Well, here's Daddy's Hands by Holly Dunn.
And I had
had a nightmare. You could read quite a story in the calluses and lines. Years of work and worry had left their mark behind. I remember Daddy's hands, how they held my mama tight and patted my back for something done right. There are things that I've forgotten that I loved about the man, but I'll always remember the love in Daddy's hands. Soft and kind when I was crying. Daddy's hands were hard as steel when I'd done wrong. Daddy's hands were always gentle, but I've come to understand there was always love in Daddy's hands.
All right, Drew, next up we have a song that many people might not know. The song is Unsung Heroes by Town Mountain. Town Mountain's a band that's been around for a while. They're contemporary. They're out there playing, you know, these days. They're very popular on the Appalachia Festival or Appalachia Music Festival circuit. Are they a band that you're familiar with?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is blending the worlds of country, hillbilly, and hippie, and bluegrass, and psychedelic, and all those things that me and my wife are into. So Town Mountain, like you said, they've been around a while, and you know, they're a fun band.
Yeah, and I think that it's I just think that they're one of those bands that if they were just, I don't know, given more of a mainstream platform, they just would have such a mass appeal, because I think they really tap into something that a lot of people feel. There's a lot of people that are just kind of tired of the same old country that is played on most stations. And are looking for new takes on and different things within the tradition of country music. And I think there's somebody that is doing new and interesting stuff while also maintaining a proud tradition. Well, here's Unsung Heroes by Town Mountain.
Pick themselves off the ground. liver blue, the plan. This one's for the losers and the ones who took the fall. Unsung heroes of dying breed, don't you hang them on the wall. Following dreams despite ourselves, couldn't say the reason why. Hadn't seen nothing you haven't seen with shades drawn down on eyes. Time to get back to the natural state. I don't care what grows on trees. It's when your dreams start chasing you, money won't set them free. We've got a few more years. Turn the hands of time. No need for fear. Beating hearts aside, and our time will come like those who walked before. In 100 years, it won't matter. Still be here. So preachers,